Tug Car, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, Kang behind the glass, Kenny answering phone. A reminder, you can stream with the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Yeah, also streaming through our website, 971theticket.com. Streaming with Twitch, twitch.tv, and streaming with YouTube, youtube.com. Search up 971theticket. Okay, so we'll continue taking your phone calls and feedback on how it's been a good summer for the Lions, a good off season for the Lions, and the Jared Goff contract is an example of it. It feels as though they signed him before the other three guys are going to get new deals, and hence this will come in at a very reasonable number when it as it pertains to the market. And it was a really good point pointed out, made by one of our listeners that said Lions have less to add than the Jags, and the Jags just paid their quarterback more. So he takes up more of the cap than the Lions have. I mean, think about that. That's a healthy situation to be in. So we'll take more of your phone calls and feedback. And we're interested in the Goff skeptics that have turned into Goff fans, because it takes a lot to turn that ship. And count me in that camp. But if you don't like a player, you doubt a player. I'll tell you a guy who another guy who did it, where I was like just not impressed when he was acquired, and then by the time he was done with his time here in Detroit, I'd become a huge fan. The Pepsi delivery guy, Gerald Laird.
Gerald Laird.
I love Gerald Laird by the end. And when he was signed, I'm like, why are they signing this journeyman nothing? He won me over.
Wow. Journeyman nothing.
Yeah, it's kind of strong language, wasn't it?
You're
a zero, sir. What you are bringing to the table, zero. Then I liked him by the end. Okay. The fears have come true. The NBA and NHL finals are now officially boring. I mean, we have no skin in this game. It sucks. I was sitting down for buckle up and hope we could watch some entertaining games. I don't think the NBA games have been particularly entertaining. And the NHL games, have been a little bit more entertaining, maybe, just from what I've gotten out of them. You might see it a different way, but they've held my attention longer. I would, in the six games that have been played, I think I've turned off four of the six where I was like, let me start flipping around. Last night, when it was 4-1, Florida, when they scored their fourth goal, I'm like, with Bobrovsky in net, this is over. Now, Edmonton made a furious comeback and made it interesting, but they didn't win. I didn't miss out on it, but I turned the game off. And maybe that was short-sighted to me, given Edmonton's firepower and building hubris in the next goal to make it a two-goal game. But the way I saw it, with the way Bobrovsky's been playing and the lack of production from the high-end players in Edmonton, I turned it off. I don't know. Which series has been more of a disappointment to you?
Well, to me, it's the NHL because I'm more interested in it.
Okay.
But I would say that the only thing that's keep... There are two things that keep me watching both of them. One is just the coronation of the next champion. I always enjoy that.
Do you enjoy watching Boston get crowned?
Well, no, but I said to Kang weeks ago, I think when you were out, I said, is this Boston team, I mean, are we sleeping on how good this Boston team really is? Like, this could go down. This might be the start of another mini dynasty, which again sucks because we don't want Boston to do it, but they're so good that you have to respect the fact that they're so good.
Gator felt like they were kind of under the radar, underappreciated, for what?
Yeah, well, because when we think of Boston, we think, I mean, our generation, we think of, Bird and McHale and the Chief and the rest of those guys. And, how can this Boston possibly rival that? They're damn good.
Yeah.
It's a new era of basketball, and they're playing it better than anybody else. So
I don't know what you're doing here. It makes you, even if you're right, let's not belabor the point.
What? That they're great?
Yeah.
Fair enough. But I'm saying, you asked me why I'm watching it. I'm not watching for Boston to win. I'm watching because I want to see the coronation. And if they ask me Boston, fair enough. The other thing I'm watching for, and same thing with the NHL, because love the handshake line the whole bit and hoisting the trophy and skating around with it. It's great pageantry. But the other thing is probably the more real reason that I'm watching is because of the talent that's in the game. If Dallas loses, but I want to, Luka's one of the best players in the game. There's no question about it. Even though if he doesn't play defense and he's whining all the time, it's tough. It's a tough watch sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But the passes that guy can make,
yeah,
from anywhere, I'm amazed at watching him where he'll get the ball, take it inside, and once he's shut down because he can't, there's no shot there, he'll find a passing lane that you never thought existed. He'll launch it 25 feet in the other direction on a dime to a guy who's ready to take a wide open shot. I'm amazed with that. So I watch for him. And if you're watching the NHL Stanley Cup Finals and you're not impressed with Connor McDavid, I don't know what to tell you. This guy is a one-man wrecking crew that seems like he's like, please God, one of you guys, step up and play with me. We did this all season long. We were great. Now, where are you now? Because I'm skating into the zone with the puck by myself, full speed, coming around the net, stopping on a dime, coming back the other side, waiting for one of you jerks to show up in front of the net, and I will feed you the puck for a goal. And he did it again last night, and they misfired on the shot. And, you know, he ends up with two assists last night. But I love watching McDavid play, and being that he's the best player in the league, and you can see why he is and how dominant that one guy in hockey can be. So it's worth watching.
It's funny. It felt like a familiar sight. Look, we have a long and storied playoff history in the Stanley Cup playoffs in our lifetime. Okay, yeah. We're not having to go back to previous generations and hear about Bobby Lane. Right? We very, very distinctly remember what it was like to be in these games. And I think Edmonton had that look last night of how the hell do we get the puck past this guy early in the game? They were firing shots from every direction. They had multiple power plays early in the game. And I wondered how much of this is a classic example of being too fine. You're just trying too hard to have the perfect shot or whatever it might be, because when frustration sets in against that hot goalie, it is one of the most frustrating things in sports, because you feel like, hey, we're carrying the play, we're getting a puck on the net, we've had scoring opportunities, and we just can't put the damn puck in the net. And that's what's happening to Edmonton. And that's been the Red Wings. It's been the Red Wings when you got Jean-Sebastien Jaguar in there shutting them down.
Yeah, we've seen it. Did you happen to see the interview they did with Matthew Tkachuk? I think it was after the second period. And they're like, I forget the woman who's doing the interview, and she asked him, you know, what do you have to do next here to ensure that you come away with
a win? I did not, because I turned it off.
Fair enough. But he was like, you know, as businesslike as it gets. And from Matthew Tkachuk, who can be a very loud, outspoken kind of guy, be it kind of out there and be kind of a jerk, and you don't like the way he plays because he's abrasive as hell, mm-hmm. yet we'd love him if he were a Red Wing.
Without question.
And you know, here's a guy who got traded from Calgary to Florida and does everything he can to put this team on his back, and he's all businesslike. I'm like, that's different than the Matthew Tkachuk I'm used to.
Yeah.
I like this Matthew Tkachuk a lot.
Yeah.
And he's going about, and he's not going to allow himself to dare to dream until they hoist that cup, and I can appreciate that kind of attitude.
Well, maybe we'll take 10 texts on this, but Kang, before we do, which one's been more disappointing to you?
For me, it's the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. The thing with the Mavs is, at least, and this is the sport, though, because basketball and hockey. Basketball, one of the reasons why they're so popular around the world is they allow stars to be stars. So even though the Mavs are down 3-0, Luka's been, I mean, you look at his stat sheet every game, all right? Kyrie finally showed up last game. For the most part, stars are able to be stars, even if their team loses. In hockey, it can be tough. As great as Connor McDavid is, he has no goals. And I understand the assists and the setups, Gator, and he's fantastic. But I think the top five goal scorers for Edmonton Oilers have no goals. And that's because it's hockey. And whether it's a hot goalie whether it's a hot goalie or the other team can muck it up and grind you out, that's what you can do in hockey. And it's part of the reason why people love it, but it's a part of the reason why the game can't grow as much. And so for me, with that reason, Connor McDavid with 0 goals in the finals, it's not like Luka's averaging 9 points a game. You know what I mean? Luka's still Luka. That's why the Stanley Cup Finals has been more disappointing for me on a personal aspect.
All right, well, let's take 10 texts, 248-539-9797. Which, for you personally, have been more disappointing and why?